This is Three Sides of the Coin, talking all things KISS.
I want to rock and roll all night.
You're listening to Three Sides of the Coin.
Everybody, welcome to, I guess this, is this, could be a Three Sides on the Side?
Yeah, I guess it would be.
Yeah, this is a Three Sides on the Side, special bonus episode. We didn't want to drop this into next week's full episode, because first of all, you're just bitch that you have to listen to us talk about all this stuff before we get to KISS stuff. So here you go. This is just our episode. We felt like all three of us agreed we had to say something here.
And also, all three of us were inundated with IMs and shit about
Jesus.
This.
Jesus. So this is Vinnie Vincent not appearing at a Nashville Expo event in August of this year. And all of the drama around this. And I just felt like we need to say something about this. And not because we think we're so special that we have to, but you know what? It's our freaking show, and this show's been about our opinions from day one. So you get our opinions in this little special Three Sides on the Side about all of this drama.
But we also were blamed for it too.
Well, let's start this off this way. See if you guys can follow this story that I'm going to lay out for you. Three Sides of the Coin sucks because we trash Vinnie Vincent. How dare we do that? How dare we have to show the guys some respect? We have guests who come on and share their stories of working with Vinnie, and they might not say favorable things, but how dare we do that? We share our personal opinions on his solo albums and whether he saved KISS. And guess what? All three of our opinions pretty kind of vary. Tommy and I are somewhat on the one side, but Mark is clearly, he likes the Vinnie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But how dare we share our opinions? We don't deserve to have anything to do with him. That's what we've been hearing for months, years. We have been evil. Story continues. Three Sides of the Coin sucks because we promote Vinnie's Expo appearances, and we interview Vinny. We don't deserve it because we don't respect Vinny. Other podcasts have shown him so much more respect and support, and they are the ones that are deserving of this. We actually got accused of forcing our way into these expos and the interview. How dare we have promoters come to us and say, please help me promote my event because I want to sell more tickets. We're just bad. We're evil. Story continues. Vinnie Vincent cancels an expo appearance promoted by another podcast, and now everybody who piled on Three Sides of the Coin saying we suck are now saying Vinnie Vincent sucks for canceling his expo appearance. I'm scratching my head on how quickly people flip-flopped on that one. All of a sudden, all of these people who piled on us, railed against us, hated us, just crucified us for everything we did, are now out there just ripping Vinnie Vincent to shreds. Story continues. Vinnie Vincent cancels his expo appearance, and somehow, as Tommy mentioned, Three Sides of the Coin is behind the whole cancellation, and we get blamed for it.
Actual post, people.
I kid you not, the world of KISS fans cannot get any crazier than this crap right here. Get a life, people, and stop obsessing over three knuckleheads who get on Skype and just talk about KISS. You are freaking obsessed. You need a real life. And if that insults you, good, because you need a bitch slap wake up. Good Lord, people. So let's continue from that little thing to here's what happened. There is another podcast, a podcast that has lied about us. Two different blatant lies about us, which Mark called out. Mark called out on a show, and I wrote a blog post to call him out on the second one. They've been they're putting on their second annual event this August in Nashville. Vinnie Vincent was announced, I don't know, a month ago maybe, 6 weeks ago. Vinnie Vincent was announced he was going to be their headlining special guest. Like Vinnie does at every appearance he's been making, he's going to have a room, he's going to sign autographs, you can buy autographs, you can get photos with him, you can buy the typical spiel of what Vinnie's done at every event that he's gone to so far. Vinnie was going to be the special guest at this. Well, so we're recording this on Tuesday, June 5th. Was it yesterday or Sunday? It was only within the last couple days at least.
It was yesterday.
Was it yesterday, Monday the 4th? Mm-hmm. It was announced by the promoters of this event that Vinny is no longer attending.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that was earlier. I was thinking of Vinny's rebuttal.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah.
It was Sunday.
It was Sunday. So the promoters announced Vinny is not going to be attending. I got to admit, I didn't shed a tear. Karma can be a bitch. Anyway, so that promoter on their podcast did a whole episode, not a whole episode, they did, 15, 20 minutes talking about what happened, the events that led up to this whole thing. And then the day after that came out, Vinny posted a reply on his Facebook page. And I'm not going to read Vinny's whole reply because it's long. And listen, in all fairness, Vinny kind of goes off the rails in certain areas. Go to his Facebook page and you can read it. But there's, I don't know how to approach this. All right, just so we don't get crucified, Vinny accuses the host.
Who are you kidding? We're going to get crucified,
anyway. Exactly.
So
Vinny accuses the podcast host of doing some crap on a message board, having an avatar and a title that is Tupperware Lover or something like that. That's all wrong. Vinny was wrong in that accusation. Julian Gill from the KISS FAQ message board came out and said that Vinny was wrong, that this podcast host didn't set that, that this was just something that happened. So, you know what? Forget about all that drama. Vinny was wrong in that accusation. Somehow, though, I don't know, it doesn't surprise me, the majority of the nut jobs online are focusing only on that. They focus on the four-paragraph drama about a message board, and they forget basically two sentences near the end, and these I want to read for you, quoting Vinny. Two sentences from Vinny that are the meat of what happened here. So I'll start with, quote, this is Vinny speaking. I even graciously gave him a 3-month cancellation notice, which I didn't have to do. In fact, I could have screwed him over and canceled at the last minute, which is what he deserved. Other artists / celebrities pull out events all the time with little or no notice. Continuing, quote, from Vinny Vincent, there was no contract, and I canceled, which is every artist's right to do. Those two little statements are the meat and potatoes of this whole thing, people. Don't get sucked into the stupid-ass drama of he said, she said, somebody's a nut job, somebody's going off the deep end. Guess what? The promoters of this event did not have a contract with their featured guest to attend.
And a verbal understanding in an email does not constitute a contract.
That is not professional. That is not how you run an event. That is not how you do business. Mark, question. Do you just have somebody call you up and say, Mark, can you come out and do some work for me and no contracts?
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that because yesterday, before I even talked to Mike and Tommy about this, a friend of mine who I think a lot of people in this audience would know, but I didn't ask for prior permission to talk about a private conversation. So I'll just say, this is a friend of mine's a writer, and I read some stuff on one of his posts about this subject yesterday morning, and I didn't want to go public with my name on it because I didn't feel like I had a lot of work to do. I didn't want to go back and forth and get. But I just wrote him. I said, hey, pal, I'm like, dude, you know, you're way off base here. And I said it very nice because I like this person a lot. And we had a very nice civil conversation. In the end, he's like, oh, I didn't even think about it like that, because he bought into all
the drama
emotional stuff. Yep. And I said the same thing you just said, except I used KISS. I said, you know, if you don't have a guarantee and all you're doing is showing up for the door and you ask a perfectly valid question, what are your ticket sales? And if you don't like that, the answer you're getting, and if you can also base that on the previous year's ticket sales, which were next to nothing, if you're going there, you know, if you did just do a gentleman's agreement, well, now you potentially can lose a ton of money. So there was no contract.
So and just so everybody knows a little more of the background, the promoter said this in his podcast. Vinny initially agreed to do this for no guarantee, no appearance fee. Hats off that you got that negotiated down, because people like Vinny go to these events for guarantees. They've got interesting deals, but they get guarantees to appear. And this isn't just Vinny. This is Dee Snider. This is anybody who goes. Gene Simmons doesn't go to your house to deliver a vault unless your $50,000 deposit has come through. There's a guarantee.
Yes.
So hats off to the promoter to have Vinny waive that. That was big. And he basically said the deal that Vinny had was, Vinny, like I said earlier, is going to sell all this other stuff, and Vinny gets to keep 100% of that. So basically, Vinny gets to keep all of the revenue that he generates at the event in exchange for not charging the event an appearance fee. Fine. That's a promoter negotiating with a performer, whether that performer is just appearing or playing. It's a performance agreement. You've got it done. You should have put it in a contract. Because let's just be very clear right now. All of this would not be happening if there was a signed contract. Because what ended up happening, and this again comes from the promoter who said, Vinny's manager emailed me and said, could you give me an update on ticket sales? Now, people, that's not uncalled for. I work with many bands, large and small, that are all, when tours are happening, getting ready to launch during a tour, ticket sales numbers from cities are always being sent back and forth. Where are we at? What cities are weak? We need to do something. Oh, wow, this one is really weak. We may have to consider canceling this one.
Or doing an in-store.
Or doing something. So anyway, asking for ticket sales is not uncalled for. The promoter gave the ticket sales to the manager. Right there, again, now, I've seen this many times. He then said, boy, he got a bad vibe immediately after that, because the promoter himself admitted the ticket sales were not very strong. And the promoter's partner said, you know, geez, just wait. You know, the walk-up sales will be super. You know, you can't bank walk-up sales. You are right. Generally, ticket sales are the week of an announcement and the week of the show. Nothing happens or little happens in between. But you are promising somebody whose only revenue is going to come from your ability to sell tickets. Remember, the only way Vinny's going to make money is if this promoter puts butts in the venue.
Just because there is a walk-up doesn't necessarily or even ticket sales. He's also got to think to himself, well, a portion of that, those people aren't coming for me. Not everybody's coming for one guest when there's multiple guests.
When Vinny was at Orlando, not everybody showed up at the Spooky Empire event to see Vinny.
Matter of fact, most didn't.
So when that happened and the promoter got the bad vibe, and then Vinny's manager sent an email, or I don't know if it was Vinny's manager or Vinny, an email was communicated back that said, we need to discuss a guaranteed appearance fee. Well, if there was a signed contract, that would have never happened.
Correct.
Or let's put it this way. It could happen, but the promoter could have just said, it ain't happening, because you agreed to no appearance fee, and if you're going to cancel now, well, then my lawyer will be in touch. Done fucking deal. No contract. Vinny's got you by the balls. He can basically just say, you know what? You don't want to pay my appearance fee, because I feel, and this is how I read it, Vinny felt like he wasn't going to make as much money selling his own stuff now. So now, in order to make the appearance worth his while, he needed to have a guarantee.
Hey, Michael.
And it doesn't matter. Well, and I just want to throw one thing. And it shouldn't matter whether he is an hour drive away from the venue or they have to fly him there. I don't think that there's any validity.
It also shouldn't matter that, because I got into this discussion with somebody earlier today. It doesn't matter whether Vinny was agreed to do this for no appearance fee. This is still a business relationship. It's a business deal. It's a business contract. The contract just stipulates performer waives appearance fee, will arrive. Here's what he's going to take. Here's who's responsible for lodging and transportation. Here's what happens in the event of a cancellation. Now, normally, and I'm saying this from experience, because I booked a venue for a couple years, so I booked a lot of bands. Normally, there's a guarantee, and this applies to even somebody as big as Kiss and somebody as small as, I don't know, LA Guns. There's a guarantee. They're getting a guarantee for their show. 50% of that guarantee is paid in advance. And the show cannot be announced. It's not confirmed. Tickets can't go on. Nothing can happen until that 50% deposit is paid and received. At that point in time, the show is announced. I can also tell you, no show, period, without a signed contract has ever happened. When I've booked shows, and I can go all the way back to the days of working with Kiss, when fans would be like, oh, I talked to my local buddy who's a promoter in town, and he says Kiss is coming next summer on this date at this venue. Why the hell isn't it on Kiss Online yet? Because there's no signed contract, and until there's a signed contract, that show doesn't exist. 90% of the time, it eventually gets executed and contract is signed and the show's announced. But I do recall a couple shows that never happened because of various reasons for routing changes or whatever. Contract was never signed. It never happened. Now the fan is fucking pissed thinking the band screwed up. Now the band never signed a contract. You don't have a contract. You don't have a deal for an appearance. And let's just add one of the things that Derek from the Atlanta Expo stressed big time to us. He wasn't doing anything without a signed contract from Vinny and his lawyer. Nothing happened. So this is my opinion, but my opinion based on experience of promoting shows. The screw up here was the promoters not putting together a contract that even said, Vinny, you're appearing for free. This is what you agree to. Sign it, deliver it, and get it to us. I don't give a crap about the spirit of the event. I don't give a crap whether somebody is a big fan of the performer. I don't care if the performer is acting like they're best buddies of you. No contract. Doesn't matter. And using Kiss as an example real quick, we're approaching, 45 years Kiss has been touring? There's promoters that they've been working with since 1973 that have put Kiss into shows for 45 years. Promoters that are good, close friends of Gene and Paul. Not Doc, Gene and Paul. You think for a second that Kiss is going to do a show with that promoter, or that promoter is going to do a show with Kiss 45 years later without a signed contract, even if they are best friends? bullshit.
It's the music business. Music business. And that's one thing I wanted to interject here or a few minutes ago is we're not coming to Vinnie Vincent's defense because it's Vinnie Vincent. We're coming to the defense of the truth. That's what, because when I had my conversation before I knew really that you two even knew about it, when I had a conversation with my friend, that's what I was getting on him about. I'm like, you're not telling the truth. The truth is there's no contract. Because if there was a contract, that's why we pay taxes, and that's why we have judges and stuff like that. Because if you have a contract, you've got a legitimate beef. No contract, you got nothing.
An email saying yes, a verbal over the phone acceptance. Good luck fighting that in a court of law. You might be able to, but you know what? All you had to do was type up a simple half-page letter that says you agree to these terms, sign and date it. Done.
A contract is just something on paper that everybody signs, and it's not an anomaly because it's true in my business selling real estate, and for Mark as far as you know his rental business and all the equipment stuff he does. Michael working with bands. Michael, how many bands do you work with without a contract? None.
Every contracts are a staple of every single business that's out there.
Mike, I had somebody borrow a cutoff saw, which is one of those things that cuts block and brick. The dumb son of a bitch, he didn't bring it back for a month. And I finally caught up with him, and I went to the local police and went over to the guy's job. And he's like, well, I paid him the whatever it was to rent it. And I'm like, well, I couldn't rent it for the next, you know, month because you took off with it. I took him to small claims court. I got him for everyday rental. He ended up, like I told the dumb son, I even offered him. I'm like, man, just bring it back. No questions asked. No, he could have bought five of them for what he paid me for it.
But
you know why? Because I have a fucking contract.
I have a contract. Well, if you've got a signed contract, it's fucking like good as gold. It's ironclad. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. You signed it.
Like I was a cowboy. I'm like, I got this guy by the balls and he knows it. Actually, he didn't know. He was too stupid. But I knew exactly what the contract said. Every day that you use it.
There's people that are claiming, oh, this expo is not a business, blah, blah. It doesn't fucking matter. Everything's a business. You hired, even if it's for free, but it wasn't for free because you agreed to let him take all of the earnings in somewhere else. So you basically hired a performer to do something. You did not get a signed agreement to everybody's responsibilities. Why would a promoter, this baffles me, put out any of their own money in the littlest amount, $1, to promote that event if you didn't have a signed contract with your performers for their appearance fee?
Mike, how mentally deranged are you if you're putting fucking ads up? You put fucking ads up.
You're selling tickets.
Before you even had a contract. That's something I said to my friend yesterday. I'm like, you want to know who the crazy one is? The crazy one's the one who's A, selling tickets, B, selling or promoting his number one thing with a big, you know, picture of the guy. Come meet this guy. Oh, hold on. I don't even have him under contract.
And then when the deal falls apart, you blame the promoter or you blame the performer for this. I'm sorry. That's absolutely fucking insane. And again, you're right. I'm not coming to Vinny's specific defense here. It's the defense of this type of business deal. You have no contract. That performer can fuck you over. And believe me, Vinny was right when I saw that. If he really wanted to screw you over, you know what he would have done? Is just drag you along for the next 3 months. And then the day before the event or the day of the event, with no contract, not show up and let the shit explode with a room full of people. He didn't do that. You're actually quite fucking lucky he canceled 3 months in advance.
He did him a solid, as they say. He did him a favor. You're absolutely right. He could have went to the very last day, but he didn't. And again, this isn't defending Vinny at all. I'm defending common sense.
That
was
deals.
The reason I typed to my friend yesterday is what you're writing is wrong. You're getting caught up in the emotional end of it, not the factual end of it. The factual end of it is these promoters had no clue what they were doing, and since they had no clue what they're doing, it bit them on the ass.
It bit them. They might have. Listen, I don't know for a fact. Maybe they've had no contracts with any of their performers appearing last year or this year. Guess what? They've just been lucky. Because eventually, if you do business without a contract, especially in the music business with performers like this, you're going to get bit in the ass when something doesn't work out. Because there's an old saying in the music business. It's not about the money. It's about the money.
Yep. Hey, I want to stop this right here in its tracks, too, because I want to be perfectly clear before the fucking knuckleheads start typing. Speaking strictly for myself, my 100% honest opinion is I hope that whatever they're having is a huge success. I'm a fan of success. I love seeing people succeed. Nothing warms my heart more than that. With that said, you also have to use your head to make an event, to make it successful. So we're not here dogging on the event. We're dogging on stuff that creeped into the KISS world. Like, again, they're rallying against common sense. When people get emotional and go, I've been supportive of Vinny. And the one guy, this is hilarious, upon his apology to you, Michael. In other words, I lied for you, Vinny. And here you're fucking me over. He didn't stop fucking you over.
You know, let's just be clear. These promoters and their podcast blatantly lied about us before.
A couple times.
We've called them out. It's clear as day. They lied about us. And for them to then come on and say Vinny is unprofessional and unethical and Vinny's lying, it's like, dude, please, pot calling kettle black here.
What did the guy say? He goes, Vinny, I stood up for you. You didn't stand up for him. You made up a lie.
To
try to get his good graces. How fucked in that? What are you, 10 years old? Because when that guy said that, he's like, I stood up for him. I'm like, no, you didn't. You lied about us to try and make yourself fucking look better.
And hey, Vinny didn't care one way or another about that. Had nothing
Vinny
to do with
didn't
anything.
Give a shit one way or the other. Fuck no, he didn't.
It's business to Vinny. It's
correct.
Business to any freaking
any
performer in his level right now that has demand. It's all about how much money can I fucking make?
Fuck yeah,
and at some point, Vinny and his manager said, you know what? Yeah, we'll waive the fucking appearance fee because we can keep 100%. I don't know the deals that other expos have, but it sounds like maybe other expos get a small percentage of sales that the artist has. I don't know that for a fact, but Vinny said, I'm willing to do this for 100% because I'm making fucking money. That's why he's doing this, making money. He's not doing it because he's best buddies, because he loves somebody, because somebody's been supporting him. He'd fucking go do an expo with somebody who hates him if he can fucking walk out at the end of the day with $100,000.
You think he went down to Spooky because he wanted to see his fans in Florida? Fuck no. He thought he could make some fucking money. And you know what? God bless that. That's no different than what I said. I love success. I fucking love success. That's why the promoters at Spooky, you know, they run a great organization. And that's how come he doesn't have guests cancel, because he has everybody in fucking all his ducks in a row.
Petey's a rock star.
Here's the thing. I'm not
You can't compare Vinny Vincent's appearance anywhere else to the Chillers or to the Spookies or whatever. The reason those things are always good, and it's no different than with Keith LaRue or Peter Arquette, with guys who know what they're fucking doing. None of those guys that I just mentioned would put fucking ads out and take money in without having fucking contracts. That's all. And again, just to beat the dead horse, because I don't want to hear it, I hope they're event coming up whenever it is a huge success. We're just pointing out that here in the last 48 hours, some crazy Kiss fans are saying some stupid stuff based on emotion, not fact. That's all.
Literally, from what I can see online, 95% of the people are all commenting on the drama of Vinnie Vincent calling out this promoter for his actions on a message board. A very, very small percentage of people go, wait a second, he had no contract. Vinnie could do whatever the fuck he wants. That's the whole point of this. This whole point is like, here's your music business 101 promoter lesson of the day. And if you made a mistake, and we all make mistakes, hopefully you learn from this mistake, and the next time, go fucking on Google and type in generic performance agreement.
My eraser's well worn because I make a lot of mistakes.
It's just, you can find blank contracts for free on the goddamn internet.
LegalZoom, I use them.
Cut and paste, fill it out. You don't even need a freaking lawyer. The only time you're going to need a lawyer is if you've got a signed contract and the performer tries to break the contract. Then you need the lawyer. But guess what? It'll probably be worth it at that point in time.
Or your lessee. And then you take them to court and you win because you had a contract.
Nobody freaks out when you say, I need you to sign a contract. I have booked bands that can't put 10 people into a venue. And I've had them sign contracts before we would put tickets on sale for their show. Nobody freaks out. I even had to go as far as not only signing the contract, but here's the rider for the venue that says, here's what you're going to get in your dressing room. Here's how many people on your guest list. Here's all the shit we're going to supply for you. I want you to read every page and initial every page because I want to know you fucking read all this shit because I don't want you showing up the day of the show going, well, where's my bottle of Jack and here's 100 people for the guest list? And it's like, no.
No brown M&Ms.
No, that's not what's in the fucking rider of what we'll provide you. It protects you as a business. That, I said it before, I'll say it again. Everything that's happening could have been avoided with a real simple contract. That's it. But because there was no contract, the shit hit the fan. And thankfully, and I'm smiling, it's hitting somebody else's fan, not ours.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I mean, that's our fucking rant. You know, business smarts, people. If you're doing something and even the spirit of what you're doing is to be nice and bring people together, it's a fucking business and protect your goddamn ass.
This is the same kind of thing in a way that drove me crazy when I mentioned the Gene Simmons vault thing where he said, oh, you can't sell it. People, you buy something legally, you can sell it. It's yours. This is no different. People who don't have a contract do not have a leg to stand on. That's all. I got to admit, and again, this goes back to my conversation with my friend yesterday. I'm a little embarrassed for my fellow countrymen. Honestly, I'm not.
I am too.
I'm not trying to sound elitist at all, but these things should be common knowledge.
Yeah,
it scares me when I see so many things posted online, which again went back to me contacting my friend privately, is like, don't you understand this? This is scary. This is basic life 101 from signing a lease to lease a car to buying something and being able to resell it on eBay. As long as you sign the contract and you do due diligence, you're going to be fine in life. Scary stuff, man.
You know what's even funnier on this? Because this is Vinnie Vincent, and these promoters have been big Vinnie Vincent fans. They know his history. They know what he's all about. They know what he's done. You would think they would be the first people to sit here and go, you know what? If we're going to do any business with Vinnie Vincent, I want an ironclad contract. Just because, you know, history says...
Remember our private conversations with Derek, and I know he wouldn't have a problem. We privately, we asked, like, how's the contract thing going? And he was, I got it at every level. He was smart.
So that alone is like, guys, you more than anybody should know what you were walking into doing business with Vinnie Vincent. But you didn't. You didn't. And it bit you on the ass. And now you're trying to blame everybody else for your fuck up. It's just the guy
in the mirror they needed to worry about.
It's just such a simple business concept. If you are a, you know, Vinny called them out and said these guys were not professional promoters. And, you know, I got to tend to believe because, yes, a professional promoter would have had a contract in a second.
I will tell you what, though. I only read that once, and I thought Vinny's letter was he didn't need to do the thing, say the mean things he said.
Yes, it got a little overboard.
By the way, guys, as EC, I'm coming to your defense a little bit. That I thought that was rude, and I thought it was uncalled for.
Ultimately,
this all comes down to the no contract thing.
He could have kept his statement to basically one short paragraph that said, yes. "I had no contract with the promoter. He didn't want to give me a guarantee, therefore I chose to back out." Done. You didn't need to sling mud and call names and all that other stuff. I'm with you guys on that. That wasn't cool. And what he did, as I said earlier, has been proven to be false. All that stuff about the message board, that was false.
I wonder where he got that in the first place.
Well, so the backstory...
Because when I read that, I thought, okay, I don't know.
It's the KISS FAQ message board. So when you join the message board, it's got this thing where if you have between, like, and I'm just making this up because I don't know the exact things. When you have like 0 to 10 posts, it calls you a newbie. The system has a rank for you. And when you've done 10 to 100 posts, you get a little bigger rank. And so the more posts you make, the rank in the board changes. Those ranks can be customized in the message board backend. And for whatever reason, years ago, Julian had like the newbie level rank classified as something Tupperware related to Vinny's issues with his dogs. Yeah, you know, Julian admitted that wasn't the best taste looking back now, and he's corrected it. But Vinny accused the promoter of picking that name. And Vinny took that very personally as like, wait a second, you're bringing me in to do a show with you, and you're on a message board and you've got a name under your photo that says Tupperware something or other. That's fucked. Vinny didn't know the realities of how the message boards worked. That's been cleared up. It's been proven wrong. You know, he should issue an apology to that, but the fact is, he is still 100% right. There was no contract. If there was a contract, the promoter would have never made a big stink about this. That's what it comes down to. It's a business deal. Even if the deal was for no money to change hands, it was a business deal. And frankly, I would have wanted to get that type of sweet deal in writing even more so. If you got somebody to agree to do it for free, I want that fucking set in stone because I don't want you fucking backing out on me.
I agree.
So
lesson learned.
You know, yeah, it's a tough lesson.
Yeah, we can all move on with our lives. But, you know, the thing that sticks out the most for me with all of this is just...
How it was our fault.
Well, that too, but I mean, next week,
the three of us are going to go into the behind the scenes of how we manipulated everybody to make this happen.
And by the way, you guys out there in Three Sides Land, Michael, did this sounds like something Brandvold set up? I mean, that's how nutty. Whenever I say that fucking place is a cesspool, it's a cesspool.
But well, just the vitriol there was that, on there was all that these other... different pages. No, that... just in general, though, people turning on the podcast or turning on the promoters or turning on Vinny and it's all hearsay. It's like of all the information you cut to the chase right away and said, it's about these two sentences. All the rest of it's just noise and no one could no one grabbed that. Everybody grabbed the Tupperware thing, or they grabbed this. They didn't grab anything of fact. It was all just the nonsense.
Well, as Mark said, that's a sad state of people in this country that, one, they don't have common sense business knowledge, but two, they look at something like this and they completely ignore the pertinent meat and potato facts in a statement, and then they go after the trash.
Well, I'm not trying to, again, because I don't want to sound elitist or anything. The three of us independently knew exactly what it was from the start. I don't know if it's our education level or the way we were brought up or what.
I think it's because we run businesses. But here's the thing, though. Regardless of that, the other piece of this, to your point earlier, you know, we're redoing a lot of stuff in our house right now, and I needed to rent a 14-foot ladder. I told the guy I might probably need it for a day. We ended up keeping it for 4 days, and then I brought it back because we had to paint, and it wasn't covering, and it was the whole deal. But I knew, okay, if they're charging me $20 for a day, by the time I bring it back in 4 days, I'm going to owe $80. Totally worth the money because I don't want to buy a 14-foot ladder. But that's just common sense. And it was no different even when you rented a videotape. It's still true today. You go to what is it, the Red Box. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And you rent a DVD. It's $1.49 for a day. Well, guess what? If you keep it an extra day, there's a late fee.
Well, that's the whole thing. There's contracts in our entire fucking life. I bet you guys don't realize there's a contract on your credit card that says if you don't pay the balance off every month, this is what happens from an interest standpoint.
It says it's Michael Branswold's fault.
It's my fucking fault. I mean, you're right. I mean, that contract should have everything covered to protect the promoter. Vinny, if you decide to cancel at the last minute, here's what happens. Vinny, if you cancel 45 days out, less happens, but something still happens. You cancel 90 days out, nothing happens. You know,
Derek had those triggers in his contract. When he it's over a year ago. We talked to him about contract stuff when he was going to have Vinny on, and I won't go into detail. But everything we're talking about, what a difference between Derek as a promoter and these other guys as a promoter.
Isn't it funny that after the Atlanta Expo, Derek was an asshole. Derek was a terrible promoter. He treated Vinny bad. Good for Vinny for dumping Derek. Now all of a sudden, another promoter is getting screwed and Vinny's at fault, and everything that Derek fucking dealt with, people should be going, really?
Because it's a double standard, because some of them view Derek as an outsider and as not a true Vinnie Vincent fan, versus this other group who is a Vinnie Vincent follower and they got mistreated. That's what it is. It's selective memory.
Correct.
That's all it is. And look,
I brought that up for a reason.
Yeah, and look, this is all I know. Vinnie has been nice to us. Everything was cool in Atlanta. Everything was great in Orlando. He's been nice. I've got no issues with him. It doesn't change how I feel about the solo stuff.
Some of you might, depends on how you see this, and God knows KISS fans see things completely different. You might see us as bashing Vinny, or you might see us as defending Vinny. But here's the fact of the matter. After Bobby Rock was on Three Sides of the Coin a few weeks ago, we were informed by Vinny's team that Vinny is no longer happy with us because of that interview. And that basically, quote, Vinny's hit the delete key on us. So all of a sudden, we're on the outs again. You would think if everything that people have accused us of, if we were on the outs, we'd be fucking jumping on the bandwagon bashing the shit out of Vinny on this one. But no, we're actually sitting here. We wanted to convey facts and truth. It's all
we don't give
it's all
shit
about
the
deal.
Good graces.
Yeah.
Couldn't give a fuck about good graces. What we want is the truth. That's it. Done.
I jokingly told these two knuckleheads that when this episode is done, we will have cemented ourselves as being the most hated KISS podcast and the most honest.
Yes.
I mean, it is. We're nothing but honest. And the promoters are going to probably hate the shit out of us for saying this. And I don't really give a rat's ass. I don't. It was... this could have all been avoided by a contract. Everybody who's a Kiss fan out there, this could have been avoided with a contract. I don't give a crap what your reasons are or how come or it wouldn't have been... Somebody told me, well, you know, if a contract like that was presented to Vinny, he would have never signed it. Well, you know what? As a promoter, if your performer refuses to sign the contract, red flags, maybe you don't want to do business with the guy. If he's refusing to sign a contract, walk away. It's business. It's business, people. It's, as you said, Mark, it's the music business. There's 7 letters in business. There's 5 letters in music. Business is more important.
And you still can't spell KISS without Chris.
I had a long day in the office. I had tons of racing to do. So I put you knuckleheads on today, and I heard that bit. It was pretty funny.
Oh, God. So there you go. Hate the shit out of us. I don't really care. But the reality is this was a business deal that went the wrong way because there was no contract to protect the promoter. End of story.
And that's on them.
That's it. So, you know where to go leave all the fucking hate. Bring it on. Pile it on. We don't give a crap. We just told you the truth. That's all you've got. That's all you've gotten from us in nearly 300 episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time, whether and trust me, we don't go out of our way to like, we're not trying to upset anybody, or we just respect you guys enough to, at least I do. Yeah, I'll give you really, as a contractor, right now I had some people, and it's been a really kind of wild weather here in the Midwest with a lot of rain for a while, then it's 90 the next day, and then it's like today it's in the fucking upper 60s and middle of June. These people complain we're doing cleanup for another contractor, and I said, do you want me to lie to you? I'll tell you I'll be there tomorrow, and then you can tell your neighbors, yeah, they're going to be there tomorrow, or I'll tell you the truth, I'm going to be there a week from today because my schedule is so backed up. So you tell me what you want to hear. You want me, if you want me to lie to you, I'll lie to you, or do you want the truth? You tell me which one you want. I've used that speech for 30 fucking years, and you know what, it works. You know why? Because it's the truth.
Well,
that's one of the reasons I've been able to last in business. I don't bullshit anybody. People get mad at me, but guess what? At the end, they always go, oh, okay, well, I guess you can't make it till Thursday.
Well, guess the best thing about the truth is you never have to worry about what you said.
Amen, brother. Amen. My dad beat that into my fucking head.
And you guys may not agree with our opinions, but you can't argue facts. A fact is a fact. It is what it is.
If you remember Tommy, what do I say? The truth is always the truth. That doesn't change. That's mm-hmm. why you have to use it 100% of the time. Because mm-hmm. the truth is, but unfortunately, and even in life, the truth might finally catch up with a situation 20, it may take 20 fucking years. But guess what? The truth wins every single time. Every time, 100%. The truth is never not won. It always wins. And as long as you stick with that, you're fine. So that's what I mean. These people can piss and moan and all they want about us, but guess what? We just threw the truth bomb. Prove us fucking wrong. Simple.
Bitches.
See, we don't need that.
There you go. There you go. Let's just let's leave it at that. And now we got to go record a regular fun episode.
Okay.
Oh, boy, now we're going to be sexist pigs again. Oh,
oh Jesus. And watch out, you're hanging out with somebody who worked in porn there, Mark.
Oh, man.
All right, that's it, guys. We're out of here. We'll see you in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
This is Three Sides of the Coin, talking all things KISS.
I want to rock and roll all night.
You're listening to Three Sides of the Coin.